Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, if you've been watching VFN TV, we've been talking about how you can get involved, how we can get involved together, and some of the things that we're seeing happening all across the world. Because as Christians, God lays on our heart. We see with eyes of compassion, and we want to be involved to help people. We're God's people. We want to be able to reach them. And I want to talk to you today. We want to just hear this awesome story of Matthew Van Dyke, a man who's in the military, a veteran, if you will, who formed an organization called Sons of Liberty International. And you know what he's doing? He is helping Iraqi Christians. He's training them to be able to defend themselves against the attack of ISIS. I love this story because this is just another believer, another person who's saying, I can do something. God's given me talents. He's given me wisdom. He's given me resources. And I live in one of the most prosperous nations of the world. And I serve God. I can do something. I want you to see what Matthew Van Dyke has done to help our brothers and sisters in Iraq. Watch this.
ISIS continues to threaten Iraq's Christian community. In the absence of international aid, some individuals are taking it upon themselves to help them. Recently, I spoke with Matthew Van Dyke of Sons of Liberty International. He's in northern Iraq, helping train Christian militia to defend their communities. What led you to start Sons of Liberty International?
Well, I had a lot of experience in the region, spent many years here, including in Iraq. And after the deaths of my friends, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, who were beheaded by ISIS, I decided to take what I had learned over here and the contacts I had and put them together to see what we could do for the Christian community to help them fight ISIS.
Tell us about these fighters you are training. Who are they? Where are they from?
Well, we've trained a battalion of around 330 fighters of the Nineveh Plains Protection Unit. They're Christian fighters. They're from northern Iraq, north of Mosul. And Mosul and an area called Karakulsh. It's a largely Christian area. They're very brave, very determined. They've lost a lot, though. You know, the Christian population in Iraq has gone from around 1.3 million in 2003 to 300,000 or less now. And they're really fighting for the future of Christianity in Iraq.
What part, Matthew, does your Christian faith play in motivating and encouraging you to do what you do?
Well, this is something that I have gotten more comfortable speaking about. But to me, religion became a very personal thing that got me through when I was a prisoner in Libya. Like, I was in solitary confinement for nearly 6 months. I had nobody to talk to except for God. The only thing that got me through that every day was prayer. I was stuck in a room, literally staring at a wall for half of a year with just conversations with God. So that really grew my faith. And I see the faith, that same level of determination and that same reliance on God in the eyes of every Christian here in Iraq that's struggling to survive against the face of these just brutal terrorists. They've kidnapped Christian women, sold them into sexual slavery, forced them to be jihadi brides, slaughtered Christians, taken over their homes, destroyed monuments and churches of Christianity that have been here since the first few centuries of the faith. We haven't seen this level of Christian persecution in many centuries. You have attacks happening in Pakistan, twice now in Libya, Nigeria with Boko Haram, and here in Iraq and elsewhere. It seems to be accelerating. It's happening all over the world. And Christians need to stand up and defend the faith and defend their own people here before it's too late. We're seeing Christian populations being wiped out, driven out, and abused at the hands of usually Islamic extremists all around the world now.
Matthew Van Dyke is the founder of Sons of Liberty International, speaking to us via Skype from northern Iraq. Matthew, thank you so much for all you're doing. Please keep safe, and our prayers and thoughts continue to be with those believers, not just in Iraq, but across a large swath of the Middle East suffering for their faith. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthew Van Dyke, for what you're doing to help the Christians in Iraq. How awesome is that? Sons of Liberty International. an organization that is helping our Iraqi brothers and sisters to defend themselves from ISIS. And I think about the area of Karakush, where he just talked about where they were helping them. That's the same place, the same area in Iraq, where we brought to you the story of Miriam, the young little girl that was, her and her family and the rest of the Christian community there, they were forced to leave that area because of ISIS, and how there was an interview with her where she had no resentment in her heart. Listen, this is the wonderful work that we could be doing in all of our different gifts and talents that we have and our resources to help those that are in need. When we get back from this break, we're going to discuss this more with Steve, a former Marine who actually helped to be in Iraq and do his due diligence to serve our country and to help the people of Iraq. And we're going to hear from his perspective what he has to say all about this. We're just talking about Matthew Van Dyke and the Sons of Liberty International and what they were able are accomplishing right now in Iraq. You may not be aware of this, but Matthew basically used his own money, $12,000, to start this organization. And basically, what you want to do is, he says the Christian community in Iraq has been pushed for far too long, Steve, and he wants to help them to defend themselves from ISIS. And you think about that, you know, yes, it's great that, you know, someone started this organization as an and is empowering them, but you got to think about what type of void was there from, let's say, our government, our military, that there was a need for him to arise in this organization. I mean, why would we allow the Christians from Karakush to be able to be pushed out that way? Why didn't we help out? I know that you, Steve, two tours of duty. Talk to us about your experience, you know, in the military and what this means to you when you see someone start an organization like that to help now, you know, Christians.
Yeah. I just think that's a huge empowerment of just how he just takes that open stance of just seeing one of the things that I was just reading. He says the Christian community in Iraq has been pushed around for a long time and it needs to stop. He says, I have the right connections and the experience to be able to pull something together. So that's what I'm doing. And I just think about, he's just like, I'm trained. I know what to do. I know how to do it. I know how to defend myself. So he's like, he sees this void. And what blows me away is how he says entire Christian communities since basically the first generation of the faith are being wiped out. And when you go over to Iraq, like what you're saying in regards to my background, when I was trained in the Marine Corps, I was part of reconnaissance. And what that means is basically everything from sniper operations in my team to observation, negotiations, being able to just talk with tribal head leaders, find out what's going on, identify enemy activity, identify who are the high value targets and remove them, capture them. That's what we did. And be able to go in, but not only remove enemies or but to empower people that are being oppressed. I mean, I feel a myriad of emotions being able to just think about what he is seeing, but not only that, how grateful the people are who are our brothers and sisters in Iraq.
Yes.
And this is something that God has just even been revealing to me in my own. It's just like in our culture in America, as soon as we hear the name Iraq, immediately we have this mindset of, you know, just what's in the news. And I will tell you that what is happening on the ground is not the full, or like what you're seeing on the news is not the full story.
You were there.
And exactly. And it's just like, I hear so many stories of people of having, you know, their brother got into a car accident, so they flew from Seattle to Florida so that they could be alongside of him at his bedside in the hospital or whatever. But they're in response because it's their brother, it's their sister, it's their mother. And it's like, we are Christians. That is our brother. That is our sister. We need to get outside of that mindset of, oh, that's Iraq. That's what I see on this channel news. It's like, no. That's family. And to see how Matthew is just taking what he has and saying, I have to help them.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, someone will say, well, how do I get there and what do I do? Well, listen, you can travel freely. I mean, you can get on a plane. It will require that you maybe have to deny yourself. I mean, he invested $12,000 of his own money into this organization. But you can. I mean, the thing is that oftentimes we don't allow these ideas to basically enter our mind because it would, this, you know, rattle or shake up our present way of living. It'll cause us to live differently and do with you know, do with less. But we can do it. Yeah. I mean, in the eyes of God, that's something that's real beautiful. And it doesn't necessarily have to be what Matthew has done with his organization, but it could be differently. You have one life to live. How you spend it and how you invest it in the things of God and in other people's lives will pay huge dividends, mm-hmm. Not only in this life, but believe me, in the life to come. And so we want to always be looking for opportunities and ways how our life can have eternal significance. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is really, you know, God's kingdom, eternity, forever. Mm-hmm. And you want to hear those words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You want to hear those words. Yeah. And you can do that by evaluating today what you can do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.